Well, 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 welcome to another episode. I'm your co-host, Timmy Two Times.
Hey, what's up? It's Ray.
Hello, everyone. This is Jeremy, and welcome to our world.
What's going on, Mr. Soli Soul? What do you got for us this week?
Hey, everybody. All right, so this week we'll be discussing Kanye West, who was on David Letterman's new Netflix show titled My Next Guest Needs No Introduction, and he brought up the issue of bullying happening in modern America against conservatives. Letterman, the leftist, was not too happy about that.
I'm going to get into that one.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is having to defend a statement she made on Instagram Live earlier this week, where she compared the immigration detention centers to Nazi concentration camps.
She's an idiot.
I mean, why not, right? She thinks Trump is Hitler, so this only makes sense.
In her small little mind.
She is so dumb. By the way, I saw this meme, and it said, how to avoid being separated from your children at the U.S. border. And on the picture you see on one side, you see you, not a U.S. citizen in parentheses. And then they have the U.S. border. And then it says, has an arrow that says, where all the trouble is. And then it says, step one, stay away. The end. I love that meme. Anyways, all right. Also, Democrats in Congress are now having hearings to explore whether the descendants of U.S. slaves should be compensated. Yes, the party that brought you slavery, the KKK, Jim Crow laws, is debating on who should pay for the shit they caused. That's going to go over well.
Sounds good.
I'm your host, Saul, and this is The Salty Show.
Okay, movies.
All righty. Ray.
All righty.
Give it to us. What's going on?
Oh, that sounds so dirty. Say that again. Give it to us.
Oh, God.
Why is he like this?
Lord. Alrighty, so in the Crazy Ray Chronicles this week, I'm going to start this one off with Alabama man kept a tax squirrel and fed it meth to ensure it would remain aggressive.
He got a what kind of squirrel?
Yeah, a squirrel.
It's just a regular squirrel, but he fed it meth.
Oh, it was an attack squirrel.
What, was it attacking people?
It was an attack squirrel.
Oh my God.
So, but the reason that I wanted to do this one was because what is up with drug dealers and people that do drugs having these weird ass animals?
Like they're the ones weird with the birds.
Like look, Freddy Krueger. Poor Freddy Krueger.
I think because they can.
Oh yeah,
we need a Freddy Krueger update.
I know. Maybe I should find an update for next week.
I mean, some of them own like exotic, like you said, exotic animals like tigers, white tigers, you know, stuff
sharks.
Like that. Yeah. Money, you know. It's
meth
money.
Heads. Meth heads don't own tigers. They can't afford to feed them. They can't afford to feed their meth habits, let alone a tiger.
So you're what movie was he a dealer or was he an addict?
I think he was just an addict, but the attack squirrel had since been released to a nearby wooded area, which I wondered if they waited for it, like did they put it into like a a drunk tank or something? Like
detox?
Where they wait for it to like detox from it and then released it?
I assume they treated it.
So he goes out and he starts selling meth.
I know.
Like that monkey on Hangover.
It keeps relapsing. Hey, you keep seeing this monkey at the window eating.
Jeremy, you talk squirrel. What did he do? And there you go.
Alrighty. So this guy lived in an apartment. His name was Mickey Polks Athens.
Alla fucking Bama.
Freaking
Mickey. Wait. Mickey Athens is his name?
Mickey Polks Athens. But the Polks is pluralized, which I'm not sure if that's really.
Say his name in an Alabama accent.
Mickey Polks Athens apartment. Oh, God. I
so
feel
he
like
lives,
this is problematic.
He lives in the Athens apartment.
Okay.
Mickey Polks.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
So Polk. 35 was allegedly keeping an attack squirrel caged inside his home, feeding it meth.
I'm wondering, can you get a license to so that you can like a service animal? Your attack squirrel can be a service animal. Take him on the plane.
Dogs are the only service animal.
No.
What?
You can do. There was a guy that tried to get in a one of those little horse with the ponies. Those little horse. The little. What are the little horses? He tried getting it on a plane. That was his
mini horse.
That's
no, there's
a pony?
Like there's a particular breed of horse that's real small. I forget what it is, but he tried getting that on a plane as a service animal. I've heard him take like ducks and birds and stuff on the plane.
This is why this shit needs to stop.
It does. It's ridiculous. You know what's going to happen is one of these days there's going to be a real emergency on these planes, yeah, and someone's going to die because they're tripped over a stupid
duck
or even a little dog. Right? Your backpack's not allowed to leave the seat underneath your feet, but a dog could be wandering up and down the halls of the damn airplane while it's in midair.
Here's my deal. If you can't fly without an animal, then take the
train.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, this
homie,
is
like,
it's out of control.
What the hell?
It is out of control.
Just anyway, yeah.
Sorry, not to hijack the crazy.
So, it turns out somebody reported him for the squirrel, not for the drugs. Animal control seized.
Yeah, we're fine with the meth. Yeah. It's the squirrel we're concerned about.
They had narcotics officers that searched the home as well. They seized a number of illegal items, including the squirrel, meth, drug paraphernalia, ammunition, and body armor. Which, is body armor illegal?
I would think so. Neither is ammo.
I thought that was a clone.
Me, you go to Walmart and buy ammo.
Okay, stop. Was the body armor for the squirrel or for him?
Ooh, good question.
Both, you know, both of them.
He made an attack squirrel.
There you go.
Give him armor, you know?
No, that's not funny.
Oh, man. Do you want to see these guys?
Wait, of
course we can't show them. Yeah. Well, because there was one that was a roommate. The roommate, Ronnie Reynolds, was inside of the apartment, but Polk was nowhere to be found. Reynolds, 37, was taken into custody and charged with possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and loitering at a known drug house. So I guess he wasn't really a roommate. He was just there. I didn't realize that you get in trouble for loitering at a known drug house.
Yeah, I mean, how do you throw someone in jail for loitering someone else's house? I mean, unless the homeowner says this guy's loitering, which isn't that trespassing?
Yeah. I would think so. That's odd.
How do you arrest him?
He's aggressive.
Look at the baby. Go to the very bottom and you'll see the two dudes. One of them has an eyebrow tattoo.
See? There he is eating his walnut.
He's coming down. He's coming down there.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
There they are.
That's them? Wow.
Yep. So this is Mickey.
They should not have squirrels, man.
Mickey's on the left.
And this is Ronnie.
What the fuck does it say on his neck tattoo?
Neck tattoo?
He's got a neck tattoo. We're right.
Omerta?
Omerta?
Oh, my God.
O-M-E-R-T-A?
I wonder what his eyebrow says. El Macho, I think.
Oh, wow. And his name's Mickey.
Me Macho. Wait, hold on.
And his name is Mickey. Let's just throw that one out there.
Yeah, my see.
Mick. His name is Mickey.
Good old Mick.
And he's Omerta.
Tell me that squirrel isn't the cutest dang squirrel.
Yeah.
I'm shocked it's not thinner.
Yeah, it's great until he's attacking you.
Yeah.
I see. You know how you see videos of, because squirrels like to get into those bird feeders.
Oh yeah,
and I saw this. You know, there's this hilarious.
Those like slingshots.
But they're clever, dude. They find a way, and more complex they make these devices, the smarter these animals get, and the
you
more
do
astute
realize
they are.
They hide acorns all over the place, and they know where to go to get them when
you're hungry. Yeah,
you know, so they're pretty intelligent animals.
Yeah, that's how they stay alive. If they don't, they die.
You know, just a squirrel trying to find a nut.
Alrighty, in other animal news,
Tim Proverbs right now.
Well,
what's going on? What else?
One man's mission. So I'm also going to say that this is from the most reputable source that I found. I will state the source afterwards.
Aliensarereal.com?
How'd you know?
You mentioned them a couple weeks ago.
Okay, what's the
rotten.com?
One man's mission to clothe nude animals for decency sake.
Oh,
no
wow.
way.
And where is this brilliant person from?
This is in the 1950s. So in the 1950s, America was wrapped with concern for morality and decency. As the greatest generation returned home to the baby boom, the family became... not going to try to say that. Basically, it has to do with as the baby boomers got older, they were challenged in the 60s. And it was during this time.
You can't do that to me, dude.
It was during this time.
No more naked animals.
Oh my God, is he for real?
Well, nobody wants to see a horse.
Okay. A nude horse is a rude horse, is one of the quotes that are in here.
Oh my God.
So they were basically saying, so it was CINA, is what it was called. The abbreviation for it was unknown. but their goal was to clothe any animal over 4 inches tall or 6 inches long. They argued that children were at stake and How could children understand why mom and dad wore pants but not the dog?
Well, you know, just show him a Winnie the Pooh cartoon. He's not wearing pants.
Yeah, but you never. So Winnie never had a nub. You noticed that? Winnie didn't have a penis.
He's got fur. Wow.
Winnie didn't have a penis. Jesus.
He's got a fupa.
Neither did Donald Duck.
Neither did Scooby Doo.
Well, yeah, there you
I
go.
I mean, most of them besides Scooby Doo really had like a gut.
You
to cover
really
it.
Think they're gonna put a penis on a cartoon?
He's gonna have it flopping in the wind. You think it's Watchmen?
Like Donald Duck? I'm sure somebody's already made a video of that, right?
What about Barney? Sure. What about Barney? He's a cartoon.
He had a big old fat gut covering it.
Beer belly.
Whenever they show Peter Griffin naked on Family Guy, it's always like flopped over the front of him, so you don't have to blur it out.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so
their motto was "Indecency today means morality tomorrow." They claimed to have 50,000 members and were bringing in 400 more each week. People were putting together floats stocked with clothed animals to show that proper barnyard look in parades. A plane even airdropped clothes onto a cow pasture for farmers to dress like their animals.
Wow. You know the person that started that made a killing off of that. He kept half of every dollar that they brought in.
What is the logic?
Let me get to the end of it.
Okay, go ahead.
So, the organization's president was named G. Clifford Prout, a man who claimed that horse dressing was like basically his ancestry. He went on multiple TV shows, basically he's talking about like how horrible it is, and modeling Bermuda shorts for horses, slips for cows, and pants for kangaroos. Members were asked to play active roles in their communities, such as Cena summonses.
Yeah.
I guess so. To neighbors seen trotting their pets around in shameful nudity. They even like protested in front of the White House saying, "Mrs. Kennedy won't let you clothe your horses for decency." Mr. Clifford's last appearance, he was on CBS, and while they were there, they realized, this name is fake, and he looks suspiciously like a comedian named Buck Henry.
Oh, dear.
Turns out it was a huge hoax.
I told you.
But he created this fake organization, and it turned into a real one.
So the members were really, for real,
really stupid. So he was pretending to be stupid, and they were just plain stupid.
Yeah. So then he was even offered like a $40,000 donation to the organization, but that was like where he was like, "All right, look, like I need to like come out," kind of deal. And then he just said that he never wanted to like cheat anybody, but if they decide that they want to do that, I don't agree with them, but they can do what they want. And he literally just did it because he thought that it was so excessive.
Yeah, 15 minutes of fame, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Okay, so where do you start? Do we start?
Where do you start?
Clothing animals in the zoos?
Oh.
I mean, this one's a deer with shorts on.
Don't you put outfits on your dog?
When she's cold. Or she gets, I have a bulldog and she gets armpit rashes. And she'll like scratch them until they bleed. So then I put a t-shirt on her so that she stops scratching them.
Does it help with the rash or just scratching?
Yeah. So because like she scratches it and it makes it worse and it'll get infected. So I put like a t-shirt on her to like
stop. Do you have
like
a cream or
something? Don't you have a whole Batman thing for her as well?
It's a Batman shirt that I put on her. Don't you look so judgy. I put on a Batman shirt. Now Harley, on the other hand, my pug, she was always cold. So I was putting sweaters on her all the time. And different coat outfits. I dressed up as an old lady.
Are you a part of the Clothing Animal Society?
I put a wig on Harley and a robe, and I put a fake pack of cigarettes in her back pocket. She was like an old lady. They had like curlers in the wig. It was so stinking cute.
Well, if you're not, you should be an honorary.
For Halloween.
You should be an honorary member.
Yeah.
I know. Actually, this is where I come out as president of Cena.
let's get Buck Henry on the phone. And we'll see if we can get you sworn in.
I think Buck is dead.
Where it changes. So. I just thought that that was a really interesting story that people actually fell behind this frenzy of like, we need to clothe animals because it's indecent.
It doesn't actually surprise me.
So it went from Cena to being a Democrat. That's what it came. You know, make people believe something that isn't
real. That's not real.
Yes. Well, liberalism.
Maybe these people actually do feel as though animals do need clothes. See where I was going with that? There's a realism issue there.
Let's follow these idiots.
Honestly, man. Like, Socialism makes cancer, right?
Yeah, I can't. This is the fact that people believe this is the ultimate case of, you know, when we talked about probably a couple months ago about the cults and about, you know, the guy making everybody drink the drink. You know, we had that cult episode.
Flavor Aid.
Yeah.
When you do shit like that, you really are like sheeple. Mm. You know, it's like you're just blindly going into it. Oh, it sounds good. Okay, let's really look at this. You're going to put pants on a horse. A horse is a wild animal.
Do you think it's maybe just people want to belong to something, and whenever they hear cults, it's just a general idea of like, well, sure, I kind of believe in that. Let's all get together and kumbaya and do something.
Isn't that church?
There's lots of things that,
I mean.
Yeah, there's a lot of correlations. All right. So
You're talking about church in general?
I mean, feeling like you want to belong. A lot of people go to church because they want to feel like
you can go to church. You can go to the gym and be part of a cult. Have you heard some of those people who are CrossFit? Like, they're like evangelists telling you to join.
We have friends like that.
It has nothing to do with religion. This is part of human nature, right? And people will try to convince others of, oh, this is the way, and you know what I mean? And this is the way to go. And it's like, okay, calm down.
This is why we drink every Thursday. We try to bring everybody to the bar.
I'm not trying to bring nobody with me, but all I'm trying to say is that it's just part of human nature. I don't attribute it to religion.
I said like religion.
Right. No, but it can be like anything. Cults. Yeah. That human aspect is everywhere. People are just like prone
it's like
to that.
People that are dedicated fans to a certain football team, right? They go to bars where they have like Packers bars and Bear bars, and there's like
Dungeons
bars
and Dragons
that are,
fans who are like really fanatic about their, I'm telling you.
Or people that do Twitch live stream them playing video games.
Exactly. Or people that read the whole Game of Thrones series and are adamant that the show got it all wrong.
Speaking of, let's take it away into the second one. What's all right, so
this will be the third one.
Third, whatever.
Another beer, you lush.
Shut up. It's been a long week.
Somebody get her chapstick.
I need chapstick.
So she can pucker the lips out. They're like, hold on. My name is Rachel.
You haven't seen Napoleon Dynamite? Every time he goes,
20 years ago.
Alrighty, so.
Such an idiot.
I'm going to preface this by saying I know nothing about Game of Thrones. But I just realized, and of course this is old, this is like March 31st, a Game of Thrones fan traveled to the Arctic as a part of a worldwide scavenger hunt. Did you know that they did a scavenger hunt?
Oh, that sounds pretty good.
A worldwide scavenger hunt?
Yeah, so they placed like a bunch of thrones like in different countries throughout the world. Like,
Game of Thrones?
Like the Iron Throne thingy.
Wait, are you saying Game of Thrones, the people that produced that?
Yeah, the show.
Did a scavenger hunt all over the world.
Before the finale of it.
Oh,
so they placed them in a bunch of different places, and they were basically like the first person that like finds it. Like,
was it like geocaching?
Kind of. So what they did was they were like, we're going to give hints. So they basically just like took a picture of wherever the throne was at, and the first person that showed up got like a crown. See, look at this adorable lady. She's adorable.
Oh, there's my boy.
So,
and she got it.
One of them. So she's a 25-year-old gamer and project manager from Sweden. When she saw it and saw the snow, she was like, wait a minute, this may actually be Sweden. And then she read the first clue and she was sure that that was the right way, that it was in Sweden. I'm going to probably butcher this poor girl's name, but I think it's Wilena.
Wilena.
Oh, okay. No one's going to argue with you.
Says in an interview.
Wrong.
The clue for it said crown of each of the three stags. Three crowns are a part of the Swedish national emblem in the Sweden's men national ice hockey team. Is named the Tre Kronor, meaning three crowns in the Swedish language. When she combined all of it in like an hour long video, she posted the channel. She saw that there was like northern lights and she knew she had to head north. And so she basically went on like 150 miles like into the Arctic Circle to find where this was at.
Wow.
And it was an 8-hour drive from where she was at. And when she saw it, she was like, it was like a weird, surreal feeling. The throne was just sitting there in the snow. And she was like, no, this is wrong. This is supposed to be in the show. It's not supposed to be in the snow kind of deal. But also when she got there, waiting for them at the throne was a surprise. There was a dude that was dressed as one of the characters that was just sitting by the throne waiting for like somebody to come find it.
Oh my God, who was feeding this guy?
I know. And then I was like, dude, is there like a tent?
You know, Domino's delivers.
Oh my God.
It's literally in the middle of the store. Like, is there like a tent where he's hiding out? Is there like, because how do they know that somebody's going to find it that fast? Like, it took her 8 hours to find where it was at.
Well, if they did it through an app, then they see the person.
No, it's through YouTube videos.
No, what I'm saying is if the whole thing was done through an app where they download an app and then they can see, okay, this person's GPS is right here. And then they, I don't think that guy sat there.
All it was a YouTube video.
Hell no.
And they have the, like, they have the video posted on the site. At first it was just a 12 second video and then, 360 degree videos of the thrones and various trains. And that was it, basically. And then they would give like little hints as to like the rough location of it. But then she found it because it was right by like a really famous horseshoe bend, almost, I guess is the best way of putting it. So then she was able to find it, but it was at least like 8 hours because she drove for 8 hours to get to it.
So, but this thing says there were 6 thrones.
Yeah. So there was also, there was one in England, Spain, Brazil, Canada, and Queens.
Wait, Queens, okay. New York? They put a fucking...
Brooklyn!
Where else would you put a throne other than Queens?
It's the best city in the world. Where else are you going to put it besides in the best place?
I'm going to step on your freaking club foot, okay?
Yeah, obviously, right?
So much anger. So in the end, she got to keep the crown and...
Long Island.
The dude took a picture of her.
So what is the crown? Is it like
she was
a,
the queen of
a
the north.
Replica? Oh, okay, so it's a replica.
I think it was a replica. The, it's whatever she's wearing in this. Oh. It looks like it's like real...
No, you know what? What's funny is though that they did this thing happened in March and they only had 6. And you remember this was a hint towards the end of the series.
Oh yeah, 6 episodes.
Remember because no, not 6 episodes. Do you remember how many thrones they ended up with? Because it was right. It was the 7 kingdoms.
And then
so they only had 6 thrones. Mm. Aha. It's a smart.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, okay.
This guy's still watching.
Yeah. Well, I'm not there yet. Give me a minute.
Jesus.
Well, you know,
the show's book, not as good as the book. So.
Yeah.
I'm just ready for you to, when you watch it, I know you're going to be saying that.
We're going to watch it live on the podcast.
Oh, hell yeah. Dude, I was suggesting to do that for this season. It would have been great. A
300 hour long podcast.
No, they're like an hour episode.
Yeah, no.
Well, how many of them are there?
No. What I was saying, just like, obviously, we're not going to do the whole thing.
Dude, there's okay. What, 8 seasons?
Rachel, seen it?
Nope.
Oh, my God.
I tried to watch the first episode and I fell asleep and woke up 4 later and then I was very lost and then I just gave up.
You need to watch it.
And
well, there we go. Up your alley.
Well, that's the whole issue. That's why I have issues watching anything. If I sit for longer than 5 minutes, I'm going to fall asleep.
You sit here for an hour talking.
Yeah,
every
because
week.
There's interaction.
Don't you play video games all the time?
Ooh, yeah, I fall asleep playing video games sometimes
caught
too.
Up. Wow.
All right.
You may have a problem.
I think I have narcolepsy.
All right. Was that the last of your?
That's the last of it. That's the last
crazy
of the crazy.
Let's start with
Kanye.
What do you want to talk about? Okay.
I want to talk about Kanye because we alluded to it last week and we never got to it.
Okay. So let me just give you guys a little introduction. So you guys know obviously Kanye West. Kanye West is a Trump supporter. I mean, he's come out as, you know, he's been wearing the MAGA hat. He wears it at some events, and you know, I think the day that he came out as a Trump supporter, he lost, I think, 10 million followers. And this guy is like one of the I'm sorry, what?
Out of how many?
I don't
like 400 million.
He's got a lot of followers.
Hold on, we'll tell you right now.
So anyways, so he lost a lot of them. And so this is how unpopular supporting Trump is. Okay. So from that time on, he's kind of been off the radar. Mm-hmm. And this is, I think, one of his first public appearances after that whole blow up of, you know, because once he started supporting, a lot of people came out against him. A lot of stars were like saying he's got a mental issue. He needs to search for some help. And so a lot of people started accusing him of being something's wrong with him. OK, so I'll let you guys watch. This is like two minutes or something long.
217. OK. 227.
So.
Have you ever been beat up in your high school for wearing the wrong hat?
I just been beat up because people didn't like me.
Yeah.
But I know what you're saying.
The idea is the bullying.
Who's the bully in this scenario?
Well, definitely liberals bully.
people who are Trump supporters. It's not just calm. You can't just go and wear the hat. You can't just go. It's like, fuck you. Fuck you. Like, it's like, bro, I have.
You saying cut that out?
People, the thing is, in America, we have rights, and we have rights to open the conversation.
Well, nobody's arguing that there should be an ongoing conversation.
Yeah.
I don't think you meet any resistance there. Things need to be talked about.
See, okay, okay, and that is, for me, that is where David Letterman is being disingenuous, because he says nobody's looking to, you know, to shut you down based on
bullshit.
Your opinion. It is bullshit. Because if you look at the facts, the opposite is true, right? I mean, every week you're going to hear a new story of how a conservative was censored, how YouTube shut down a conservative channel because they didn't agree with it. And so the reason I wanted to play that is he makes a valid point, right? We've all seen the videos of
I witnessed you get bullied by that fucking girl.
There you go. I mean, and to me, there's an assault on people who, not always physical, sometimes verbal, and sometimes through social media, right? Where people are like, you know, so this week, you know, I know you brought this up, Tim, and I hadn't been posting on Instagram stories, and I recently started, you know, posting stuff, political stuff on Instagram. And, you know, the same characters who always give me shit start commenting on the stuff that I post, right? Like for Flag Day, Trump, Trump treats that picture of him hugging the American flag.
Yep.
This guy is so genuine. You know what I mean? This is why I like him, you know, because he doesn't care. You know, he doesn't care. Am I looking presidential? You know, for me, like, he's genuine. He you can tell he's a true patriot. He hugs the flag, dude. I can relate to that. You guys know that I can relate to that, right? I love the flag. So when I look at this and I see him, he's like a big kid, you know, he hugs that flag. And then I post it and I say, LOL, this dude's awesome or something like that. And then I get the usual suspects who send me, messages, you know, flipping me off or, you know, saying, you know, F that P, fuck that, you know, stuff like that, you know, like people who hate. You know, and I see their political posts. I never tell them that kind of stuff. But see, there's this thing, the same thing that Alejandra Ocasio-Cortez feels that she can do, that she can compare conservatives to Nazis. And what do you do to Nazis? You punch Nazis, right? And in their mind, that's what they've done. And so that's why when I listen to that and I see Kanye West, dude, this guy's an icon. This guy's huge. And the fact that he's coming out and saying this stuff to me is a breath of fresh air. And I'm like, right on, dude. Even though I think the guy, I don't like his music. Sometimes, you know, he's released some shit that I'm like, do you like his music?
Yeah.
Okay. So, sometimes I like one of his last CDs. I could not hear any of his music. And I was telling, because me and a friend of mine were having a full-on debate, because and you know who I'm talking about. I'm not even going to say his name. And he's a true Kanye West from day one. And back when I was like, I don't like Kanye West, I don't like his music. Mm-hmm. And I was telling Tim, I'm like, I feel like sometimes Kanye West is with his friends one day and he's like, dude, let me watch. I'm going to roll out some dumb shit and people are gonna buy it. I swear to God.
Like Buck Henry clothing.
Yeah. No, exactly.
I agree with that, because a lot of his music is shit. But anyway.
Exactly. So that's where I stand on his music. This is not coming from somebody who likes him. You know, I'm not a fan of his music. I'm not nothing. But when he does stuff like this and he stands up to people who are getting bullied because we see video,
especially
after video.
In the industry that he's in,
exactly, it's not popular.
And he
in one of his performances before he even went up, he wore that hat, and then he comes out and he says, "I was told
not to wear it
at the Saturday Night Live."
Yeah, Saturday Night Live.
And he's like, "I was told not to wear this hat. I was bullied backstage."
Yeah. Yep.
And that never happens to anybody else. Nope. You could have worn an Obama hat anywhere on Saturday Night Live. People would have cheered you.
Yeah.
How come the guy is Trump is the president of the United States? Why can't people support the president of the United States? Why all of a sudden are you racist? Do you see what I'm saying? It's like
they didn't get their way.
Right. People, exactly.
That's why I was joking before about following, you know, like a cult, right? True Democrats? No. But these true left wingists that believe that, like, oh, that these crazy ideals, the AOC types, you know, that want socialism, and those are those guy people that are just out of their minds when they see this guy because he's the complete opposite of what they want.
Right.
Right. When you got a guy that says, you got to go to work, you got to do this, you got to do that, they're like, no, you're mean, you're racist, you hate brown people and everything.
Yeah. And you go back to Kennedy, you know, ask not what you can do, for, right, you know, your, yeah, country can, exactly, do.
And he's
you
one of the greatest presidents, people say.
So Trump was, I was watching a video of him back in about 30 years ago, homie.
Yeah.
He was in one of those, it may have been even Letterman. Oh,
might have been. I know Oprah interviewed him. He had a great interview with Oprah.
It was one of those, night shows. I think it was Letterman. And Letterman was just kept asking, how much money do you make or whatever. But when you hear Trump's, the things that he's talking about, he's saying the same thing that he was saying the same thing back then that he's saying today, which is these topics. China is taking advantage of us. Mexico is taking advantage of us. All these countries are taking advantage of us. We are losing billions. He's saying this 30 years ago. This is not something that he just came up with, you know,
to get elected.
This is something that he's been saying over and over again. And honestly, I didn't see that video. When I saw it, I'm like, this guy has been the same person. And back then, they were telling him, you should run for office.
Yeah.
All these people, yep, who now are calling him Hitler,
yeah,
all those people.
It's all documented. There's so many people. Even Oprah. Oprah told him in his show, you will be the president of this country at some point in your life.
This is why, like, for me, I think that, and I don't know if you guys saw the rally earlier this week.
No, I did not.
So he was in Orlando, he kicked off his campaign, he's going to run again. And 120,000 people got tickets to the event, dude. 120,000 people. The event, the stadium, only housed 20-some thousand people, okay? They set up a whole, like, the whole outside
Jumbotrons
and all, so that people could see. And then you had people who were out there recording how long the line was. Miles. Like, there was this girl, she was out there, she's like, I'm tired of walking. This line has no end. They opened that shit up 12 hours before it starts or something like that. And it was just never ending. And now, if you look at the other side, they had an event where 9 of them showed up. Now, these are the 9 Democratic heavy hitters at one location. I'm not kidding, dude. If you look, yeah, at it was sad.
Was it now, a debate that they were going to? What the 9 was, of them got together?
No, it wasn't even a debate. It was just a discussion.
Okay.
About their, but it's 9 of them,
mm-hmm,
and they can't even draw 500 people.
Yeah.
And yet the polls say,
oh yeah, they're gonna blow him out.
He's gonna lose by landslide.
The guy collected, I think, $30 million
in 24 hours.
In 24 hours, he collected more than $1 million per hour for his reelection. There's a landslide coming, and people are not ready to acknowledge that.
Nope.
And they're hiding. They're like the camel puts his head in the sand. Ostrich. And is like ostrich. Sorry, ostrich.
The camel.
It's a desert animal. Some bullshit. You get what I'm saying. They're hiding their head in the sand. They're trying to not see what's coming. Yeah. People are tired of this, and we have a great economy.
Yes, we do.
We do. I mean, all of us, I think,
are doing pretty well.
When I look at you know, my 401k, when I look at stuff that I'm investing in, I'm like, Jesus, this shit is fucking growing. And did that happen during the Obama years?
Yeah.
No.
My 401k grew pretty good too. I've said this time and time again. I've made really good money under Bush. I made really good money under Obama, and I've made really good money under Trump. But the economy as a whole, this is the best I've ever seen the economy as a whole.
I think the unemployment numbers speak for themselves.
Yeah, the unemployment, I've never seen unemployment numbers like this before.
Right.
Yeah, you hear when they have debates about that, it's just like, well, you know, what has Trump done for
African
Americans?
The numbers got released. Over another 200,000 jobs were created this in the last month.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't the...
And Obama would have you believe that, well, you didn't do that. Your teachers did that.
Do you know what? I don't understand.
In the first 6-7 months of the presidency, maybe I could see people arguing that and being right because, you know, the guy just comes into office and then, you know, it takes a while to get in the stride, right? We all work in corporate America. Whenever you have new leadership, it takes a little bit. So you either ride the coattails of what came that you came into. It could be something good or something bad. Don't get me wrong. The economy was on an up and up, right? But not like this. Not like this. I mean, Obama only had one way to go up with the economy. The stock market was shit. Every stock, you know, how many bankruptcies we have. Things we haven't seen since the Depression. There's only one way to go, and that's
here's
up.
Another thing, that Obama was playing with funny money because the Federal Reserve was doing nothing to that interest rate.
Yeah.
As soon as Trump is in office.
It got raised so many times.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And can you imagine how much better the economy would be if they had left those interest rates?
To be honest with you, it's actually it helped the economy that the interest rate went up a little bit because the inflation would have been
the guy. Deflation. We don't know. I mean, that's again.
All right. Hindsight,
he even said
kind of we speculate.
Trump even said it has to go up. We can't sustain these levels for this long because it's going to cause the problems. So he was okay with it going up, but when it was we're going up again. It's like, all right, you guys are trying to play me. You guys are trying to do everything you can to spin this.
Well, what's crazy is that that those interest rates were so low.
Yeah.
And yet during Obama, the economy was stagnant. Okay. But I want to move away from that. And I don't want to talk about this part. And this is where we're going to lead to something else. So while Trump is out there winning, because he's literally winning, dude, these Democrats are having congressional hearings on reparations, homie.
Yeah.
They're reopening up stuff from 100 and some years ago. Why? What? Slavery is done and over with.
The only thing that the Democrats can do is take money from somebody else and give it to the people that they want them to vote for.
A, that's immoral.
Yes, it is. It's a criminal. It should be criminal.
It's impractical. How do you apply it? I wasn't a slave owner. My tax dollars are going to what?
But also, like, I mean, what about, like, one part of my family was white, the other part was black and slaves. So then where does it leave me?
So you balance
So
out.
Therefore, right. like,
you,
am
you,
I just
You pay
balance?
Yourself. You have to write
I
yourself a check.
Because I think most people are more mixed nowadays. I don't think there's really anybody that's like, I'm 100% British or I'm 100% anything.
And you touched
and
on,
how do you
on
prove
something.
It?
Exactly. And how do you apply it?
Yeah.
Who are all these people who are going to go investigate your descendants or I'm sorry, your ancestors?
Yeah.
Who are these people? So how are they going to, you can't apply it. Number
right.
one.
I thought I heard, and this, I could be completely wrong with this, but I thought I had heard in the past when they were talking about doing reparations, they were talking about going to the corporations or the farm, you know, the corporate farms or whatever that made the money from the slaves and taking it from them. Though. And it's just like, well, you know, where do you draw that
have
line?
Any food.
Okay, like I said in the beginning.
I want food.
Like I was saying, if Democrats right now want to start, they want to start this whole reparations thing, right? And this is the party again that gave us the KKK. This is the party that gave
Jim
us slavery.
Right.
This is the party of Jim Crow laws. You want reparations? Be done with the Democratic Party.
Yeah, take it out of the DNC.
These are the guys who should be paying. But we want to look at history. They don't want to look at their history.
Right.
But their history is full of all this racism. Up until recently.
But they say, the Democrats of back then are really the modern day Republicans.
Yeah, bullshit.
You know what I mean? And it's amazing. I've heard this argument before, and I'm like, no.
All of it. All of it, the reparations, the free schooling, the forgiving your debt, the free medical care, it's all an effort to buy votes.
Right.
And because they have no platform, any other platform to stand on other than vote for me and I'll give you stuff.
Right.
How long is that going to work?
It's not. It doesn't work. It's socialism.
Well, it's been working for a little while.
Look,
they keep
unsustainable though. That's
it. It is unsustainable.
But also, we would have to reimburse somebody. Like, look at the Japanese internment camps. Are we going to pay them?
Nobody ever talks about that.
Oh, yeah, what happens when they start writing reparations checks to the Irish that came over as slaves?
Thank you.
Who's gonna throw about a freaking fit about that?
The Italians who went through the same thing.
The Italians, the Irish, all of them.
And you know what?
I'm sorry.
Here's another fact that people don't like to mention, which is this, is that right now, more blacks have moved to America willingly than were brought here through slavery. So if America is this big racist country, why are people literally trying
because
to get here?
Because it's the best country on the planet.
Now, exactly. Now, here's the next question is, are those people going to get reparations just because they're black? See what I mean? Are the descendants of those people who immigrated here?
Do you have to prove?
How do you apply this? This is why the Democratic Party today, dude, is just trying to keep the country divided.
And do that.
Because what they do is this. They say, you, black person, you, minority, are not where you should be because the white man holds you down. But don't worry, I'm here. And if you just vote for me, I will protect you.
Yeah. And it's not just minority. You say minority. It's like, well, no, only certain minorities.
Right.
You don't see the Asians out there. They're a minority.
Thank you.
They're earning more than Indians.
And in fact, like you said, they were really in internment camps.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
Are they crying for reparations?
No. So my cousin's best friend, actually, he's Japanese, and during World War II, they took his, put his family in a camp.
The same thing happened with my best friend.
They took a shitload of their land, but after the war, they did make good on them, with them. They did pay them back.
That didn't happen with my best friend's
family. No, they were able to get, they got money back. I mean,
it was obviously a dark time, and there's a lot of things going on there.
Here's what I say.
We had to do something. In Arizona with no air conditioning and tents. And
so our soldiers are in Afghanistan and tents now, too, doing the same thing.
But it's a difference between signing up for it and not.
So this
true.
Is,
no, I'm not. Yeah. I'm not wishing that upon anybody. But I've heard that argument before on several things. Well, you got them out, and like the Joe Aparo was putting the prisoners.
Well,
out
that
in the
he
tents.
Did something wrong.
I thought that
Japanese
was great.
People
right.
Didn't.
But the point is, and his argument back was, well, we have soldiers in Afghanistan that are living on less food, less less facilities, and no one's over there protesting that. Why are you protesting me locking up criminals?
Yeah.
Intense
people that messed
saving
up.
Saving the taxpayers money by not putting them in luxury resorts, basically, so they can go into the weight room and lift weights all day and watch cable TV all night and sleep in their their one bedroom rooms, basically. Right. It's like why is this? Why is this?
So hold on, and I have a there's a quote from Larry Elder. I know you mentioned it before. And
love Larry Elder.
Okay,
him and Candace Owens. 2024. Candace Owens and Larry.
Yes, exactly. So I put this quote because again, he's a black guy, right?
Yes.
And he says this, and this is so true, man. Like, how do you argue against this? He says, "Hold on, I got it right here." Jesus, you made me lose it.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
No,
up
no,
front.
No, no, no. Hold on. Let me find it. Where the hell did I put it?
You had it on your story.
I did.
This is one of those edit moments.
I did. I will edit it. Hold on. Okay, so he says, how much should descendants of the 360,000 Union soldiers who lost their lives fighting to free the slaves pay to the descendants of the slaves they freed?
Well, it should be the other way around.
No, I know.
Should the slaves pay the Union soldiers for freeing them?
Exactly. See, that's the thing. People don't realize, when reparations were paid? Reparations were paid at the Civil War when 360,000 Union soldiers died for the abolition of slavery. That is your reparations. And you're welcome. I'm dead serious. People gave their lives. What more do you want? And in fact, giving people money, because that's what it's going to come down
to. It's all about what it is. That's all the Democratic Party knows how to do.
It's not going to accomplish anything. It's really not. Giving somebody money that they have not earned is not going to produce anything. Right. Think about it like this. It's this quote. And the first time I heard it was George Bush say this. But he said this. Give a man a fish and you feed him for a day. teach the man how to fish, and you'll feed him for a lifetime.
Yeah, that's like a biblical quote, yeah, man. Yeah, you should have known that.
That's right. Okay, there you go.
Okay.
So, so for me, that is like so much. It's a perfect sense.
Yeah, it's
because today I can give you money, but if you haven't changed the way that you manage your money, the way that you use, it's not going to do you any good.
It's like if you're addicted to gambling. But you also, give the guy $100. He's first thing he's gonna do is go to the casino and throw it on the blackjack table. And guess what? Now he doesn't have $100. He's still in the exact same spot he was before. If you teach the man, hey, don't go to the casino. Go get a job.
There you go.
Hey, guess what you have in the future?
Hey, what's up, Rick?
Speaking of casinos, though, like, what about like with Indians? How like they got some type of reparation, but.
But look at the reservations, homie.
Yeah, they're in very bad shape.
They're very bad shape.
Not great.
They're terrible.
And there's
you know why? Because it's a crutch. The welfare state is a crutch on people.
All
people.
Because
they end up depending on it. And they can't move away from it. Look, when you accomplish something, when you work hard towards something and you do good, that's rewarding. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. You're like, oh man, I accomplished this. You feel proud of your work. Mm-hmm. And it's just something innate in human beings, whether it's biological, whatever. It's all built into us. But if you get undeserved accolades and undeserved rewards.
Participation trophies.
You don't, next time you won't work hard for it. Why?
Right.
Because in your mind, you're owed this. And therefore, you are not going to push yourself
to improve.
Why? Because it's like a safety valve. This is here and whatever. I'm just going to keep living. And if you go to those reservations, they're sad. They're sad situations. And they're getting free money. And they're getting casino money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they cannot progress. They're stuck in the early 19th century.
Go ahead. Right. So to Rachel's idea, I guess, is, has anyone done any research into the tribes that have started casinos? Are the tribes themselves in any better shape? Are they doing better? Or are they just,
I mean, does the money actually go back?
I mean, I realize they have more money. There's more money into the tribe, but is it being spent on things that are improving the tribe? Or is
even
it just
that, even that whole thing
more
a scam.
More like, pickup trucks and
I'll
more,
tell you why that whole thing well, is
hold
a
on,
scam.
Hold on, real quick. Go ahead. You were down at Talking Stick.
Beginning of the month, yeah. Yep.
Beginning of the month, you were down at Talking Stick.
Mm-hmm.
When you drive around there, when you see the casino, looks nice. Look to the right. What
and
do you
the
see?
Left, dirt.
There you go. They're not. They're putting no, businesses out there.
That casino
that got it,
is those right are, at those the are edge the people, of right. the city limits.
It is right next to the freeway. And yeah. if you're driving on the freeway, right, the east side of that freeway, there's in between. Is it Pima?
Mm-hmm.
Pima Road and the freeway, that is still Indian reservation, and they lease all that land out, and they're building all kinds of industrial parks and commercial buildings and all that kind of stuff there. Cold Stone Creamery is out there. There's tons of it out there. And there's even a Walmart there. We went to the Walmart when we went to Talking Stick. We figured we'll pick up a bottle, you know, something to drink out there. And we're in Walmart and we're looking around and we asked one of the Walmart guys, we're like, well, where's the, you know, the alcohol? Oh, we're on the reservation. We don't serve alcohol. You don't sell alcohol here. We had to drive to the other side of Pima Road.
Meanwhile, you know that there's
I can go to the casino a mile and a half away and get all the alcohol I want there. I just can't buy it at Walmart.
They don't want you to buy it at Walmart. They want you to buy it at the...
Mm-hmm. Whatever. We drove down the street and bought a, you know, went to a liquor store and bought a couple of bottles and we drank it all weekend and we had a great time. But it's just, it
but,
was
But they
weird.
Proved the point too. The ones at the top have a lot of money. Mm-hmm. They don't live on the. I guarantee the ones at the top that run those casinos and everything. Right.
That's where the money
don't
goes.
Live on the res, and they got a cushy home. They're into
I
politics.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, because I can tell you right now, they're the ones behind the sport, the legalizing sports gambling out here. They're against it,
right?
Because it's going to
take away from the casino.
Oh, yeah. So they're lobbying. So all of a sudden,
see my thing is, you know, what happened to the Indians. It's sad.
It's all sad, but you're going
but,
back to.
But guess what party was involved with that? There's only one party that has this shit in their history, and yet they don't want to acknowledge this, dude. If it was the Republican Party that was full of all this shit that they caused, because that was Andrew Jackson, I think.
Yeah, it was.
Dude, a Democrat, if the Republican history was full of all this, I guarantee you the news would be nonstop. The party of racism, this party of Jim Crow, the Democratic Party is all that, dude. And people are blind to this because they want to be able to change history. They want to say, no. Things changed because the party switched. Meanwhile, there's no evidence to it. If the party switched, you would have seen all these senators and all these congressmen switch parties. That never happened. Google it. Yeah. Look it up. No senators changed. One in that whole period of time. And so people like to say, well, the party switched. There was no switch.
No.
None. And so this party is full of this racism, and this party continues to propagate this shit. They want to keep the country divided because the only way that they stay in power
by keeping
people divided, because then they can be the heroes.
Yeah. Right. Well, not only that, but if they keep the people down, they can offer them something as a hand up.
Exactly.
Hey, you vote for me, I'll help you get out of that. And meanwhile, after you're done voting for me, I'm going to ignore you for the next 4 years until I need your vote again.
You're But I think you're starting to see more and more minority speakers pop up that are speaking.
Good.
Like Candace Owens and whatnot. They say the message exactly, and they recite exactly what they say. They're going to sell you on this. They're going to, and people looking going, they're thinking, because now it's not me telling them. They're going, well, I don't trust you.
All right.
When they look at you, and they go, well, we share,
skin color,
share the same skin. And you're saying this message, and you're relaying it the same exact way they did, but you're going, now look around. Look at your neighborhood. Look at your neighborhood. Has it grown since
these people? Has it improved?
Has it improved? No. Is your situation improved?
All these cities run by Democrats.
Shit.
All of them. They're bankrupt. They're shitting in the streets. All of them. And then this is how bad California has gotten, and New York has gotten, and Chicago has gotten,
Boston,
and even Minnesota, right? Because all those are blue states, right? What do we have here in Arizona? This was a red state, solid red state, and it's slowly turning blue. Why? Because we got New Yorkers, Californians, Chicago, all these people are moving here. And they're like, oh, because homes are cheap there.
Yeah,
and
we're prospering. Move
there. Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, yeah. But I still want those socialists. I still want these programs over there because we're all for the poor. We're all for this. And you're like, stupid. Don't you realize that shit is what brought your city down?
Yeah.
Because when you give people handouts, you keep people enslaved to the system. Mm-hmm. Stop that shit.
Yeah. And they want to get rid of guns. They want to get. No, go keep that shit over there.
Yeah. The reason your city didn't work is because of these ideas that you had is these socialist ideas. Yeah. And the same thing can be said about the people who are coming into it. Look, homie, I share the same skin color with them, right? I hear their plight. I know. I understand that. America's a great country. If I was on the other side today, right on the other side of Mexico, believe me, I would be trying to climb that wall. So I get it. So I don't blame them for trying to get here, because this is a fucking great country. You live in a shithole country and you're right next to the greatest country on earth. You're going to try to climb that wall. You're going to try to do whatever you can. So whose fault is it that we have a system, that we have a border that's being run down? It's our fault, because we don't build that fucking border, and we need to build that border, right? Because we can be angry at those people and say, they broke the law, blah, blah, blah. But it's our fault because we're not enforcing our border. We need to enforce that border for the sake to stop human trafficking. Because that's a sad situation, homie.
Oh, yeah.
They did a survey of the people, of all the people who, and those people who say, oh, yeah, this is my son, this is my niece. They're not even related.
Not even related. The ones that they, quote unquote, separate at the border, they're taking children away from their parents.
It's such a high percentage. And when you see Alejandra Ocasio-Cortez saying there concentration camps, what this bitch doesn't realize is that, I'm dead serious. What she doesn't realize is that you are enabling this by, first of all, making it legal for illegals to be able to get driver's license.
Yeah.
You incentivize them to get government help. Those people out there in those countries, they hear that. They say, oh, yeah, you go to America, they're going to take care of you. They're going to pay for this. They're going to do that. Shit. I'm in. We need to stop incentivizing people to start from coming here. We need to stop that.
Well, you saw what happened in New York, right? There was, I think, a guy at the DMV or something. He realized that
he's like, about to be a DMZ. You know?
but he literally said, yeah, no, I'm not giving illegals driver's license. He said no.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Was he just a clerk or was
yeah,
he like
yeah,
a
the clerk? Yeah.
He's like, oh. No. He's like, this is wrong.
What's crazy is that he has the power to deny that. Yeah.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, they give it. Yeah. So he's saying I'm not going to do it. Even though the city has basically ordered mm-hmm. him to allow that, he's saying no, I'm not doing it. Now he can be voted out or whatever.
Oh, they're elected.
I think so. So
the guys that work at the DMV are elected.
No. This is honestly the clerk.
Oh,
don't quote me on this.
Maybe a clerk or something. Yeah, I don't know.
They have certain powers that are not given to them by. In other words, they have that discretion to be able to allow it or not. So they have a certain amount of power.
All right.
I don't know how much, but from what I read in that story,
they're allowed to make the decision.
They're allowed to make that decision and say, and he's I'm not going to do it. Now, there can be lawsuits brought against him because he's not following whatever. But to me, it's a fight, right? Because this is what's happening. The country has this policy. Certain cities have said, well, we're going to be sanctuary cities. And then if you look at Florida, the governor, DeSantis, he just passed a law that says, we're not having no sanctuary cities in Florida. If you're a sanctuary city, no, it's illegal. So they just passed.
So the state passed a law saying
the state passed the law
cities cannot
abolishing
be...
any sanctuary cities.
Well, good for them.
Yeah,
good. But here's the deal.
Did they have sanctuary cities in?
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh yeah,
Miami was
Miami,
huge.
Miami, all the major cities
are all
those cities. There's a federal law or whatever saying that if someone comes from Cuba. As soon as they get here, they're automatically.
But it's not
allowed.
Just Cubans there.
Right? No. Right. I understand
there's a lot
that.
Of illegal immigrants
there's a federal law for that, right?
Yeah.
So obviously the state can't, or is not supposed to be able to override that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But
no.
I understand what you're saying about the sanctuary, them being sanctuary cities.
But people forget. People go, well, you know what they're doing is inhumane, or what this, that, and the third. Here's the deal.
What are they doing that's inhumane?
No, but whatever they, you know, what they say in the news. But my thing is. The federal law says you are not allowed to come into this country illegally. Why are people in an uproar? This has been the
law.
Because
we haven't enforced those laws for decades.
We used to do it all the time.
Oh, yeah, decades ago.
But again, they did it. You know, you all had to go to Ellis Island off a boat. So, and it was like, give me your tired, you're poor, you're hungry. But now we get to a point where it's like, I don't want your tired, you're poor, you're hungry. I need people that can work.
Even back then when we were doing Ellis Island and people showed up, they looked at those people and said, you're sick.
Get out of here.
You're not allowed. Yeah. Get back on the boat. You're going back because we can't have sick people here. We need people that are willing to work hard.
Yeah.
Work long and improve their lives and improve this country. Everybody thinks that when everybody that showed up at Ellis Island was just given this magic ticket. Congratulations, you're now an American. Go.
So that was the Italian story. That was the Italian story. The Italian story was it's like, I came to this country thinking that it was paved of gold.
Right.
They're like, when I got here, they gave me a shovel and I realized that's how I had basically I had
make your own goal.
I had to. Right. I had to work and paid this country to make it great.
Right, but there's this magical idea that just because you got on a boat and made it to America, oh, great, everything's golden roads and everything. It's like, no, we sent a lot of those people back saying, no, you are not going to be able to help this country. You're going to be a burden on this country. Mm-hmm. We can't have you.
It should be merit-based. It should always be merit-based.
But the point is that all these people, you hear like on the movies and stuff, it's like, well, you know, this used to be the country where everybody had a free chance. It's like, well, no, it was never the country where everybody had a free chance.
So
you had to be able to prove that you could do something.
You said something right now, and you quoted, give us your poor, give us your hungry, whatever. So that's on the Statue of Liberty, right? That's what the Statue of Lady of Liberty is carrying. But you realize that the Statue of Liberty was a gift from the French.
Yes.
Okay. So it's not even an American motto. It's not. It's a French motto that was brought here. So America never said, give us your... Now, here's the deal. America took in a lot of people.
It still does.
And America should. This country is a country of immigrants. We cannot take that away.
I went to a nationalization ceremony.
They're beautiful. America should continue to be a country of immigrants. Legal immigration. There's a difference. Because the second that you say, no, we can't allow open borders, people are like, well, why are you anti-immigrant? It's not being anti-immigrant. It's being
immigrant.
Pro-legal. Thank you. I'm pro-legal immigration. This is unsustainable. We cannot do it forever. If we continue to give benefits to people who come here illegally, and they're, dude.
It's an endless cycle.
They asked the people who are interviewing the immigrants who are, you know, illegal immigrants who are coming. And they asked, well, why are you coming to America? Well, yeah, because I saw this commercial on TV that said if I go to America, I'm going to get all these programs, all these benefits. Dude, they're fucking advertising this.
Who?
I don't know who. I'm going to take a wild guess. George Soros, maybe. But they're advertising this. They're creating this problem.
Wow. Yeah.
Yes, that, dude. Wow. And so what's happening is people have this idea. They're like, they're not here looking for asylum.
No.
Right? They're not out here. Dude. This is hilarious, but it's true. I heard that they asked this guy, they asked one of these guys, you know, why are you coming to America? And he's like, well, I'm looking for asylum. And it's like, well, what is your government persecuting you? He's like, no, what happened was that I slept with this guy's wife and now he wants to kill me, so I need asylum. That's what he said.
Is it?
He's like, homie, that's...
Oh, my God.
So, one of my biggest complaints is about, and I feel bad for immigrants that come here, if I'm in, you know, let's say I immigrated from Ghana or Cuba or Venezuela or anywhere, and you're a doctor in your country, and you come over here, no, you got to do the whole thing over. We don't accept that. Dude, a doctor's a doctor. You know what I mean?
You have to do the whole thing over here.
Well, even in Britain, a doctor is way different than doctors here. But they only have a master's in Britain.
No, but I mean, I'm talking about people that have a full-blown doctorate in medicine.
But it's all the same standards.
We have...
But you gotta make it a path.
But it's at least a level up than just somebody... Who has no nothing.
Yeah. Right. So when they come here,
somebody's
going to
leech out the system.
Yeah.
No. They should have like a test.
Right. But then they come here and they go, well, I can't do what I was doing. Mm-hmm. You know, even an engineer or anything, I got to drive a cab. It's almost like the system is meant to like, oh, you come over, you can't do anything good. You know what I mean?
It needs to be merit based.
Yeah. No.
But should all doctors be merit based? Like if I went to go take a test and I passed it, am I a doctor now? Like, is it just... Or how do we ensure the education that
we got? Are we talking about immigration, right?
I'm talking about just education in general. Like, how he was talking about how, like, people come from, like, even, like, the UK. They'll come from the UK and they're not a doctor here.
Right. You have to pass medical boards in order to be called a doctor in America.
Yeah, and you have to have a certain amount of education.
Right.
In Britain, they only need to have a master's.
Okay.
So then they would have to have more education than to be a doctor here. I'm going to even disagree with that. To me, I don't care about education. To me... A test.
I do agree.
Let me give you a test. Do you pass this test? You're in.
Yeah.
I don't care about your... If you were self-taught, I don't care if you went to an Ivy League, whatever
the fuck.
They do it
with lawyers.
I want to know, do you pass this test? Yeah. Period. End of issue.
Yeah, I mean,
like
Kim
Kardashian is trying to become a lawyer, and she's got...
All she has to do is
zero
pass
law
test.
School, right? Jesus.
Yeah.
She has to work underneath an internship.
But that's
basically
my thing. It's like you get a lot of... There's a lot of people that, you know, people make fun of them for freaking driving. I didn't unscrew it.
Yeah, right. I saw you fucking with it.
Yeah.
Like this.
Yeah,
like this.
You aren't screwing it.
All right, so guys, look, we're going to end this show right here.
No.
Rachel ended up with the microphone in
her. Rachel broke shit.
So, somebody get this on camera, please.
Oh, that's what's going in the video.
He was fucking with it.
This is why we can't have nice things out here, guys.
Rachel ruins it.
All right.
Every time.
All right,
this
really.
Thank you all for
joining us here on this lively conversation.
Oh, hey, wait, we forgot.
We talked about
it.
She can go to hell. All right, guys.
It does not.
Thank you all. And everybody have a great time.
You
can find us on the social medias where we post. We're eventually going to post, right, Rachel? You'll find us on the social medias maybe someday.
We will. I'll get back.
We'll get it. Next time we'll have the microphone
a little bit better for you. The McDonald's arch.
The golden arches.
I'm going to have you carry that microphone like that for next show.
Yes, the next show, the whole time. She's old.
All right. And we're out, folks. Y'all have a good weekend. And we'll see you guys next time.
See ya.
Adios.